Is there something that gives you irrational hatred? Irrational hatred, because even though it sends you into some kind of blind rage and gives you those goosebumps on your arm and just makes you angry, you're not actually sure why it winds you up so much. It could be an object, something, someone. Maybe you just don't like somebody, but you don't really know why you don't like them. It's just a natural reaction. For me, it's a particular type of mug. That really
a mug.
This sounds really stupid, but it's one of those things. It really winds me up, but I don't know why. And I could probably lie on some kind of psychiatrist's couch for hours on end, and we wouldn't get to the root of why. I just don't like this particular type of mug. And those are mugs that kind of taper in, so they're kind of wide at the top, and then they taper down and then narrow at the bottom, and they're sort of roundy, stupid. I hate just thinking about them. Winds me up. I just can't stand those kind of mugs.
I can see you getting really het up over there about it. Is it a bit like this mug that I'm drinking out of at the moment?
Oh, that particular mug. Oh, could I?
You can have it. Do you want to hold this?
Give me the mug.
Don't smash it.
Well, I'm going to take a picture of this mug and we'll put it on the Facebook page because I want people to see the mug that I absolutely
I don't
hate.
Understand. I mean, I think they look quite quirky. They're quite contemporary design, those mugs.
That's not contemporary.
And
this big plastic, horrible handle thing that it's got.
Is it because you want a bigger mug? Do you want it to be bigger? Why?
What I want is a mug to be straight up and down, like a builder's mug.
Is that because you... Is that like male ego coming
through? I can't be doing with handles.
Is that what it is?
I don't like tapery mugs. I don't know why. I just don't like them.
It worries me that you're waving it around in the air like that.
I'm going to do everybody a favour.
No, you can't put that in the bin.
I'm not just going to put it in the bin. I'll tell you what, this is how much I hate this mug.
What are you doing? You've just smashed the mug.
Yeah, I think we all heard that. That's how much I hate stupid tapery mugs.
Your face has gone really red. Like, I'm worried about your blood pressure right now.
Feel better for doing that. I don't even know why I don't like those mugs.
That was
just take them.
There was nothing wrong with that mug.
We've got tapery mugs at home, and I push them to the back of the cupboard so that they never come out. Can't do them with tapery mugs.
I think you've got issues.
I have with tapery mugs. People must get wound up by something, but they don't know why.
Not to that extent. You've literally just taken a mug and smashed it there.
I know, it's hard. I hate them. There must be other things in people's lives that they don't like, that they absolutely hate, but don't know the reason why they hate it. There's got to be something that you hate, Emma, but you don't know why you hate it. Something that you, I don't know, see on the TV or see in the street or whatever. I hate those things.
I hate with a passion, spiky-looking cars.
What?
Right, you know cars that have those edgy angles? So rather than being like an Audi that's smooth, the wind flies over it. You know, like Lamborghini, you know, with the little edgy lines. Mostly sports cars because they just look sharp and horrible, like sharks. And when I see one, I just want to ram into it.
And you say I've got an issue with mugs.
Look, you've got mug rage, I've got spiky car rage.
What have you got irrational hatred over?